At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough blasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, friendos? And welcome in to Bet This League on In This League. It is NFL Week 3. That's right. I'm Chris Welch. That is Scott Bogman. All bets are going down in this show. We've got our top props of the week. We're going to be telling you where the money was last week, where the money is this week. Our best bets as far as sides and totals, and we will just pick the entire slate. If you're in one of those pick'em groups, we're going to be picking them all. We'll tell you where our records are across the board. Mr. Scott Bogman, Thursday Night Football stunk. It's time to get the bets back up. Bogman has got some college stuff for you out there. I highly suggest you go check out his best bets video over on Fantasy Pros if you're getting your bets set for Saturday. And then we've got a full slate. I have a full-ass slate of props that we're going to be doing, ready to turn it to this weekend after a sloggy garbage Thursday night game where really everything that was public kind of chalk failed. Ramondre Stevenson was the play across the board for people. That was an epic disaster. I mean, Garrett Wilson anytime touchdown.
Patriots just didn't have the ball at all in that game. It was a leaning time of possession, just like the Thursday night before. The time of possession was 40 minutes, 40:04 for the Jets to 19:56 for the Patriots. So nothing for the Patriots was going to hit. And I only had picked four players. I went 1-4. I got the over on the A-Rod. I missed Garrett Wilson by one catch. I missed Polk by one catch and four yards or something on my over there. And then Ramondre Stevenson just was not even close.
Well,
so, you know,
one thing did hit. That was my Antonio Gibson rush and receiving yard prop hit. You know what was funny, though? Andrew Erickson and I do multiple shows now. We do three shows a week. And on the Thursday show, we do Extra Point. We've got this little tradition where after the show, we kind of stay in the Discord and we'll kind of talk about a few bets. And it's done well. The first 2 weeks it hit, there was a Hunter Henry touchdown, then the Xavier Worthy first drive touchdown. This week, it didn't hit, but we were talking about how the logic of our bet was first drive, DeMario Douglas to get a catch. Well, if you think about it, it didn't happen, of course. But what is it? Usually first 10 plays or so are scripted for an NFL. What was the fourth play of that of the Patriots?
Throw to DeMario Douglas.
Pop Douglas. So
after that play, all they did was throw to him because they didn't go back to Polk except for one more time. So
and it was crazy because me and Erickson were like, our logic was right, because if they had got one first down, we would have cashed that because that was built into it. It didn't, of course. But so then after the prop show that we record on Fantasy Pros, Joe did, I always tell you, Joe did his like, we're in the mid talk. And he's like, all right, I got to go. And he just like left. And it's me and Erickson. And Erickson and I were talking and he's like, we got to talk through it, because he's like, we're building magic when me and him talk about like the logic of it. So I'm going to tell you this, what we talked about, I'm going to tell you about in just a tiny bit, what our play, our logic, our fun is going to be, at least having a little bit of fun. I'll tell you what we cooked up here in a tiny bit. So we're going to be doing the full slate at the end of the show. We'll give you kind of our side bets. But let's kick this show off with props. I do want to remind you guys that you can check us out over on Patreon. We've got a Patreon. A lot of people have got those. We have had it for five, I think, plus years. The ITL Army, you guys can join up with, hang out with us, have so much fun. GroupMe Room is kind of like a Discord. Just GroupMe Room, I think, has been around maybe a little bit longer, and we've really enjoyed that. You can have access to us, our community. There's start and sit for football. There's an overall football room. People are talking trades and all that stuff. So come and check it out. Have so much fun at inthisleague.com on the Patreon. Have access to the ranks and more, and know that you are supporting the boys, and we appreciate you supporting the boys. Props last week. I had a horrifically bad week one. I had a very good week two. I was 4-1 on the shows, on the props that I brought on this show. I was also 4-1 on the Fantasy Pros show with a slight alteration. I'll admit to you, three of the four that I hit were on both shows, but I added a special bet here, which was my rookie bonanza, which was Brian Thomas, Bowers, and Ladd McConkey all getting 25 plus yards. That smacked. And Bowers
didn't smack very hard, but it did. Like, McConkey had 26. I thought he was going to go off.
I know.
26. I was like, ooh, we got that one. I like that.
I think he actually had a little bit more than you're saying. His second catch was 25 yards. And I was like, holy crap, don't do anything else. Got to be honest with you, I thought he had like 4 for 40, but maybe you can correct me if I was wrong about that.
26. I was 100% correct.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, and Brian Thomas didn't have a catch in. What?
His long was 15. I think Brian Thomas might have been the guy that had the long catch.
No, he did. Brian Thomas didn't have a catch until like the third or fourth quarter, and he had a 70-yard catch, and it got one. And Bowers that hit. But I was 4-1. It was a very good week. Boggs, it wasn't the best. It wasn't a horrific bad week. I don't know if we really count the
2-3
down one. Yeah, you were 2-3 on the main props. You had the fun 2 Derrick Henry touchdown bet that was out there. But you were 2-3. You hit on the only one, by the way, I missed was Mike Evans. Just epic disaster. It was all Chris Godwin.
I was all over that one too.
I know, dude. Everyone was. Everybody loved that one. It was all
everything went to Godwin. Everything.
Yeah, you hit J.K. Dobbins over. You destroyed that. Kyler over on passing yards. Jaden under on pass attempts. Jerome Ford over on rush attempts, and Breece Hall rushing yards. Those did not hit for you.
Yeah, I think so. We didn't know that the Browns were going to break that up into a three-headed monster going into that game. So the Jerome Ford one didn't hit. I think he's at the same thing this week. I'm just not touching it though. And then Jaden Daniels, they just had the ball forever. And then Breece Hall, and this is my lesson on Breece Hall, and let this be a lesson to everybody. Take the total yards on Breece Hall. Don't take the rushing. Yeah. Don't take the receiving side. Take the total yards, because he can do it anyway, and they mix him. So they did it on Thursday night as well. They mixed him in different spots. So I don't think he hit any of his individual, but I think he hit his total. So just take the total yards on him. And Jaden Daniels, I just whiffed. That was a flat out whiff. Not even close.
Yeah, well, it's hard. I mean, I was talking about this somewhere recently, where it's just like, you know, like week one is our kind of all season guesses. You can call it a guess. It's like we've gone all draft season analyzing these players, and it's like, all right, this is draft to fruition. And then, you know, you get kind of kicked in the mouth. It's like, oh, nope, this is wrong or this is right, blah, blah, blah. So then week two kind of becomes about the reactions, but we just don't, there might not be enough of a sample size to be like, oh yeah, this is definitive, or this player will be great, or this player will be bad, or whatever. So you really, I feel like you hit your stride in that week, like 4, when you've got enough of a sample size to really analyze and break down, and you can take multiple games, and it's not just off of one and stuff like that. So, you know, there's still a lot of like, what you want at this point is you want the process to be good. And that's what I'm comfortable with. I'm comfortable, even though I had a garbage week one, I want my process to make sense and be there, exactly like what I'm talking about with the Pop Douglas thing. Like, we didn't hit that fun, goofy bet, but it was the fourth play out of their scripted playbook. So it's like the process actually was kind of there. Just Patriots are disgusting. You know,
Patriots are disgusting. But you're right about like just getting used to these teams and their new offenses and everything. I feel good about the ones I picked. I did pick one less this week than normal, at least, but I feel good about mine this week.
I'm a little bit, I got a few more here. I did get hit with a bug though. I got hit with a big old line bug, because I have some bets that I got early in the week and they just moved. So, you know, as I'm looking at this, I'm going to hold, there's one that I guess I'm going to caveat to everybody. I got a couple, two actually that I'm going to caveat, but I'm going to keep my card. I'm seven with a wild one on the eight prop. So let's get into this. No more time to waste, Boggs. You did drop down one. You're hitting five props this week. So let's hear your favorite props for week three.
Four props, by the way. But
what for I said, me, I'm sorry, five, two, four. Yeah.
So for this week, Malik Nabers, over 6.5 receptions. He's a target machine. They're playing the Browns. They're not favored. They should be losing. They should be passing a lot to catch up in this game. He had 18 targets last week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking.
In this league.
Break it down.
He's a monster. I think 6.5 receptions is going to be easy. And is paying plus money, plus 125. There's a lot of receptions ones I like this week. A lot of the high ones as well. I missed on Garrett Wilson last night by one damn catch, but I think we're getting this with Malik. So
he had 16 or 18 targets. In
18
week two.
Targets last week.
See, that's the tough thing though. That's where I struggle with like Malik. I think this could cash any week and this might end up being a process play where it's just like, you just kind of have to bet it every single week. And at the end of the season, you might end up being like, 10-6 on this. Like there's sometimes it's not going to hit like that's, this is also the process of learning. Where do we come off of that week two? He got every single damn target. Will teams start blanketing him? It was the Commanders. Where does Wandell, like the logic in this, I really like this one, but there's a little bit of like, after 4 weeks, you're going to feel really good about like what this will look like, but it's hard to imagine him without eight targets every single game minimum.
And they're just drawing up short routes for him and Daniel Jones. It's not like he's going deep every single time. So those short catches, it's, you know, just get the ball in Malik's hands and let him make a play. That's what you want. So he's way better than that than Marvin Harrison, who I also have on here for the over 61.5. This is the highest over of the week, this game between the Lions and the Cardinals. And he lines up outside on 78% of his snaps, which is like 17th most in the NFL. He had a couple slot snaps, but mainly plays on the outside. And the perimeter CBs for Detroit have been terrible this year. Carlton Davis, 75th in coverage grade out of 105. Terrion Arnold, 96 out of 105 in coverage grade. So those guys on the outside for Detroit have been playing terribly. Marvin Harrison sticks that way. This seems to be a high scoring game. The Cardinals are supposed to lose this game. So garbage time. I just think it all adds up to Marvin Harrison having a big week. So I'm taking both the rookie wide receiver props this week. Let's also go to Rashid Shaheed, over 22.5 longest reception this week. And he's hit this in both games this year. He hit it in 7 of 15 games last year and 6 of 12 games his rookie season. So we know he's a big play threat every single time. This is Philly. The play action, they've been killing it with the play action this year. It's worked for the big hitter in both games. And even if it's not a big hitter, if Rashid Shaheed catches 4 passes, one of them should be longer than this total. So I like this one as well. I see that as kind of a back and forth game. And my last one, it kind of makes me queasy because I don't like the player, but I'm going to go with DeAndre Swift over 55.5 rushing yards this week. The Colts were a bottom 10 run defense coming into this week, and they just lost their best run defender in DeForest Buckner and their best run stuffing corner as well in Juju Brents.
And they give up the most rushing yards, I believe, per game in the NFL. Also, they're giving up the most.
Also, the average drive against Indy, they are the only team. They're 32 out of 32 in the NFL in terms of time of possession. And the average drive against Indy is over 4 minutes, which means a lot of running so far this season against this team. You know, the Colts have looked bad so far on both sides of the ball. So I'm going to take the over 55.5. So to recap here, I'm going with the two rookies over receptions for Malik, 6.5, over 61.5 receiving yards for Marvin Harrison. Longest reception over 22.5 for Rashid Shaheed, and over 55.5 rushing yards for DeAndre Swift.
So we do have one crossover bet. Marvin Harrison is also on my card, not like my number one or anything like that, but this is one of those that moves. So looking at my props, I got it. I'm going to be honest. I got a 57.5 earlier in the week. It flew up.
Yeah,
and then it went down a yard. So I think it went up to 62.5, and then it went down to 61.5. And everything you said holds true. One thing to add in, if you care about projections, PFF projections, 81.5 yards for Marvin Harrison this week. The prop was at 57. It's now at 60. I feel like up to 65 is something you can play. Every yard up gets a little bit riskier. 8 targets last week. You don't love that he caught 50% of them, but you know there's big play potential and Kyler likes to look to him big, and that corner play has been bad. So I think that's a good one. I also want to mention, I have gone back and forth on that DeAndre Swift one. I like the logic of it. Problem is the commitment to them doing it. Like Khalil Herbert has been kind of a goal line guy. Swift, we just haven't seen a lot of. This is the game to do it, and he's such a big play guy. My pivot has almost been Caleb, by the way. Caleb Williams rushing yards is almost kind of my pivot to this one. But I think this one makes a lot of sense with DeAndre Swift. So I could get down with that one. I have talked myself in and out of it for 2 days.
Yeah. So. I mean, I don't like DeAndre Swift, but I think it's the burst play, right? I think it's one or two 10 yard plays that really boost that because the Colts run defense looks tough right now.
All right. I've got a little bit of a larger card. I've got 6 plays and then I've got 2 extras for you just to throw out here. So, the tippy top, Chris Olave is one of my favorite this week, 60.5. I did get it at 59.5. It may have even moved up just a little tad bit. And this actually kind of plays into, you know, you've got Rashid Shaheed on the longest reception. I've talked about this all week. Rashid Shaheed has looked better. He's the predominant air share guy. He has had a much higher target rate, but I don't believe Olave is going to be held down in this offense. Like that's something that like I'm firmly kind of stuck to. So because of that, and this matchup, this is where things really open up as far as the Eagles go. The Eagles have not been a good secondary. Chris Olave is still averaging, even in these kind of down games, 11.5 yards per target. So I believe we are going to see a lot more Chris Olave in this game. I think they're going to throw the ball more. They're not going to have to throw it 17 times, and Kamara's not going to have 4 touchdowns in this. This is a game where you can sling the ball more, and Olave is going to get that higher team overall target share. So Chris Olave, the yards are starting to move up.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I really like that. 60.5, 59.5 is what I locked it in. I put it at 60.5. Number two, Brock Purdy touchdowns, 1.5 over. I will say it's a little dicier with the Kittle stuff. Kittle is looking like, you know, he could be out. A lot of people are, I saw Schefter almost acting like he will be. I got to be honest with you. I kind of think he's not going to. So maybe my, how much I love this is going to move down a little bit, but Rams are averaging.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
$4. 2 passing yards given up per game. So 4 total touchdowns. So 2 per game. They're also giving up the 9th most passing yards in the NFL. The Niners, by the way, are the 2nd most passing yards in the NFL so far. It's tough if you also take Kittle out of this, but I don't think every single week you can run Jordan Mason 28 times. They don't trust Eddie Guerrero or whatever, the backup guy. Debo is not there. And this is a team that is decimated on defense that you can pass against in the Rams. You completely can. So Ayuk week, I love Juwan Jennings. It's a big Juwan Jennings week. And I'll just jump into the Juwan Jennings one here in a second. But it's plus money for Brock Bowers to throw these, Brock Purdy to throw these 2 touchdowns. So I think Jordan Mason is going to get them into the dance. And I think Purdy is going to be throwing multiple touchdowns. So I really like that one. Juwan Jennings is a difficult one. This is my biggest difference from what you guys, unfortunately, would have to bet. I got it at 35.5. It was way down there. Then Kittle popped up on the report, and then it jumped up to 42.5. If Kittle is out, it's a slam dunk in the 40s still. It's still a good bet to play with because he broke this in game one where Ayuk was even just kind of dialed down a little bit and was in the offense, and Debo was there. And he had 4 targets last week. There's no Debo. He goes into the Debo role. Purdy loves him. He also has an end zone target. So I actually kind of like his anytime touchdown. So under 45, it does make sense. I have a wildly lower number, and I have 2 pieces of the Juwan Jennings ones. And I really think, you know, he can push like a 60 to 70 yard game with a touchdown, because whatever the Rams are going to do, it's going to have to be some hyper-focus on Brandon Ayuk. That's where they're and stopping the run. You stop the run, it's going to open up, and Jennings is the guy down the middle. If you stop Brandon Ayuk, it's Kittle and Jennings. And if Kittle is not there, it is only Jennings. I can't keep going with it.
There's been just so many first look reads to Jennings already this year as well. Like, you know, we thought Ricky Pearsall maybe was going to be that guy, but it has been Jennings so far this season. I think after week one, when he had the nice game and everyone's like, well, Debo's not in rhythm yet, Ayuk's not in rhythm yet, blah, 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 I picked him up for a buck in like 3 spots. Yeah. So I'm loving my Jennings shares right now. I like this bet.
So receiving yards over and the Purdy passing touchdowns. My other ones, I already told you Marvin Harrison. George Pickens receiving yards, 45 and a half. I believe that has moved to 47. This was on Erickson's card, I just wanted to point out as well. He put this in his official bets. I have this, didn't put this on the show because I got it at a lower number. PFF projection, 62 yards. He has a 50% air yard share for the team. Averaging 57 per game right now and the seventh highest team yard percentage at 41% among wide receivers. He is one of the best underperforming wide receivers out there right now.
Listen,
and he is the top guy, and this is a low number.
Pickens is not even underperforming. I think Broderick Jones
under statistic.
No. Third. Well, yeah, that's the point I was making. Broderick Jones is going to owe George Pickens a bonus this year because he has been holding on three gigantic George Pickens plays already this season. And last week it was this beautiful throw from, I don't know if you saw it, from Fields all the way downfield, dropped it right in the bucket to Pickens and it was called back on a hold. Like it was just it. Broderick Jones is not starting anymore because of that. So I think this is the week Pickens gets rolling.
Yeah, and all of the underlying metrics are saying Pickens is the type of guy that is going to have that big explosive game, and we're just waiting for it. This is the one because it's also a low total. I believe his reception marker is at 4.5, by the way, and you're looking at anything under 50 feels solid for Pickens, and it's moved up to 47. I got it at 45. I would highly still suggest that. And then my last on my official card, I'm going to go with anytime touchdown, Ja'Marr Chase. I love Ja'Marr Chase this week. Obviously, Washington is garbage. They're secondary. T. Higgins is back, which is going to help with some of the coverage. Joe Burrow's going to target Ja'Marr Chase 10 times. His receiving yard prop is really high. You have to play alternate for it to make any sense to me because it's already over like 85 or something. Receptions are way up. They gave up 4 touchdowns, I believe, last week alone receiving. Ja'Marr Chase is going to score a touchdown this week, and it's plus money at plus 120. I love that. So my 6 on the official card, Olave receiving yards over, Purdy passing touchdowns over, Pickens receiving yards over, Juwan Jennings receiving yards over, Marvin Harrison receiving yards over, and Ja'Marr Chase anytime touchdown. Here's my 2 funky funks. Number 1, I really liked Diontae Johnson's reception prop at 3.5 with Andy Dalton taking over.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Unfortunately, it has moved. So you're taking on risk if you do it this way, but you're going to get much better odds because it went from crazy juiced. It was 3.5 receptions over at minus 170. It moved up to 4.5, but it's plus like 120 now. So if you do this pairing, this will work. My combo is receptions over for Diontae and Travis Kelce, and you'll get big money. A pivot is just playing Kelce because I love him in this bet. I went and looked a couple things here on Kelce. Falcons defense so far is allowing 5.5 receptions to tight ends so far in the year. The two teams and tight ends they've gone against are Philly and Pittsburgh. So Goddard and Freiermuth. Those are not Kelce. Here's 2 weird stats. Since 2016, Travis Kelce has never had 3 games where he caught under 4 passes, 3 straight games. So there's never been a 3-game span where he is in all 3 caught under 4 passes since 2016, over 8 years. I hope that made sense. Here's a secondary stat to that. Only one time since 2016 did he have 3 straight games where there were less than 5 catches in those 3 straight games. So over the last 8 years, there's been one time where there wasn't a game where there wasn't at least 5 catches over a 3-game span. That's a better way to say it. That's, I know, that's kind of funky. I went through the game log of all of this.
The only reason that I hate this Travis Kelce stuff right now is because I did the same stuff for week one, and it was all his games against Baltimore going all the way back in his career. His low was 7 catches and 89 yards or something, and then he had 4 for 40 or whatever it was that opening week. So maybe he's slowing down, but this is why this is on the, you know, the extra bets. This
and maybe he's slowing down is a possibility. But the only thing I would argue is I didn't pick a team. This is a career trend instead of like he's always good in week one against Baltimore or always good against. This is a trend for his entire career, which he may just be downticking. And that trend is paired with a team that is giving up over 5 receptions to tight ends so far this year. So that's where I'm piecing this together.
Well, it's last night, I got all the pushback on Aaron Rodgers. This ain't the Packers Rodgers. And that's the only damn bet I had yesterday.
All right. My final one. And this is the tricky one. This is the one that Erickson and I were cooking up. And I'll tell you a couple pieces of it. We got hyper-focus on Devon Achane. And it's a weird week. We really don't know what Skylar Thompson's going to be. His rushing yard prop is pretty high at 70. His receiving yard prop is kind of low-ish. It's at 25.5. He has had at least 7 catches in each of the first two games. Here are the receiving yards. 69 and 76. I think it's 76. But it's over 70 and 69 in the first two games each. His receiving yard prop is 25.5. If you want to get funky with it, we're going to ladder Devon Achane on his receiving yards. You can get 40 at like plus 150. You can get 50 plus receiving yards at over, I think it's 250 or so. You can go all the way up to 70 receiving yards and you'll get it plus 800. We're going to do two versions. We're going to do the standard 25.5. And then I think we're going to do 50 and 70. Small bets on those. And then the secondary fun thing is going Achane plus 50 receiving yards and Jamar Chase plus 100 receiving yards. And that's 10-1 on your money. So those are our fun bets as far as the props go this week. But we're going to play a little ladder with Achane because we figure Skylar Thompson, if he can't get to his first read, because this is a quarterback that is not dump off to Devon Achane, let him do stuff. He had 7 targets each in the first two games. Let him make play with his legs. That's why I like Achane this week. And they're tricky. So you got to be careful about parlaying prop receptions and Achane ladders. He's a running back and stuff like that. But the dude has 14 catches on the year through the first two games. So
his
I like
long reception in this game is 13.5. I don't hate that one either.
I don't hate that either. So there might be something
18.5 on his rush, but 13.5 on his receiving. So I don't like that receiving for one a lot. This one either.
Yeah. Exactly. So you want to get funky with it. There you go. Those are our props. There's a little bit extra for you. A lot of fun stuff. Hopefully it'll be fun for this coming week. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's see where the money was last week. And the one game that has 80% more of the money this week. Holy crap. Plus, we got our best bet/sides, and we will do the full card. We'll do it right after this on Bet This League. Holy crap. We had 11 games on the spread that had 80% or more of the money and one game with the total. So that would be, 12 games?
Yeah.
2-10. It went 2-10. On where the money was.
People are gun shy.
The books made all the money last week because the Jets -3.5 and Chargers -5.5 are the only thing with primary money that cashed last week. So the inverse of that this week, there is literally only one game that has 80% of the money at this moment as we're
recording. I'll say that actually there is one more to add. That got 7% extra today.
Is it Pittsburgh -2.5 or -2.5?
It's not. It's the Packers +2.5.
Right. Ooh, now. Okay. Because people are figuring Jordan Love is going to play, I think.
I guess the Chargers are 78% still in that game at plus money. So maybe that will switch if Herbert's not going to play, which I mean, it's looking more and more doubtful.
Did you see today? He said he's dealing with a high ankle sprain. So
they said, how's the pain? He said, not good.
Yeah. And you're going to Pittsburgh. It moved from 1.5 to 2.5. So it's still under that good marker. I like Pittsburgh even a little bit more to the point I might bet Pittsburgh. And I didn't think I would. I get a field goal at home against a team that has a quarterback with a high ankle sprain and they like to run the ball a bunch against Pittsburgh. What are we doing?
Not bad.
Gross. Do I want your Pittsburgh Steelers to be 3-0? No, not at all.
These are the only defenses to both allow only one touchdown so far this year too. So
that's crazy. So the only other game is Tampa -6.5 versus Denver. That's got over 80% of the money right now. No totals. People aren't playing with totals. Spreads are still kind of moving. Hell, the Niners, they were -7.5 against the Rams. They've moved a full point with the questionable Kittle stuff. So, you know, I would say it's in a good spot now because it's under a touchdown, but it does, you know, things may change without Kittle being there. That really hampers some of the offensive weapons, but I don't know. I love Tampa in this game. I hate to say it. I kind of like this one game that's got 80%. Well, above this.
Most of the money was on the Jets last night and that hit. So maybe Vegas is trying to get these bettors back into this game because they took everybody's money last week. So,
well, I mean, you and I had this big discussion about that game. It was a lot of points, to be fair. And the Jets hadn't looked really good. I liked the Jets in the game. You liked the Patriots, but guess what? Week one, playing the bigger money made more sense.
It's Thursday night.
Thursday night sucks.
And it's weird time of possession because the time of possession in the previous Thursday night game went to the loser. The Dolphins had the ball the whole time. This game, the winner, the Jets, had the ball for 40 minutes. So, yeah, this Thursday night football sucks. Don't bet on it. It's terrible.
Yeah, especially like sides and stuff like that. But I could get down with this Tampa Bay one. I just don't like Denver at all. I like Tampa. I was back on Mike Evans again this week. I have my bet sheet that I do behind the scenes where I pick a day and I do all the ones that I like. And I wrote down Mike Evans, but projections didn't really like it. We saw Chris Godwin kind of go off. Mike Evans has been solid, but he hasn't gone over like 65 receiving yards in two games. And this game against Denver, it could like get away really quick. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to probably look for Bucky Irving's rushing yards, whenever that starts to pop up, just because like, I think Tampa Bay could have this by the half and then it's just going to be Bucky Irving all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have
it. I mean, Denver is bad, dude. So
yeah, they stink. That's what I'm saying. I kind of like it.
They're just so bad. So I don't hate it. It's not on my card.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I was not either.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Me.
All right. Well, we got 3 games apiece on our best bets of the week for the sides and the totals. Again, we're not keeping ourselves to 3. It's just, it's whatever we end up finding and liking. Last week, I was 1-2. You were 1-1. You only had 2 on your card. You hit the Pittsburgh-Denver under, which was 36.5. And then the Philly spread did not cash. I had the Niners last week, LOL. And I had my teaser which did not cash because Baltimore was embarrassing. So they were involved in that. It was like a three-piece teaser. What was it? It was the Green Bay, Indy, under the Kansas City, and then Baltimore. But Kansas City was money line. So it was strictly Baltimore that screwed me on the teaser last week, and that was plus money.
Baltimore, and that was all in the fourth quarter. I mean, they really choked that game away.
Yeah, I could have hit that teaser had they done it because it was a money line play. I did hit Green Bay 40 and a half under, though. So that one did cash. So 1-2, you were 1-1. We both got three plays. Boggs, what's your best bets when you're playing the sides or totals?
So my favorite bet this week is on your Niners. It's -6.5, and it's because I hate what the Rams look like right now. They're banged up on offense real bad. The defense has not looked good at all. I don't care about the missing pieces in San Francisco. If Kittle plays, he doesn't play, it doesn't matter, dude. Jordan Mason is going to run down their throat, and the real big difference will be on the offensive line. It's just, I can't handle this O-line is so terrible. The Niners have one of the best defensive lines in the league. I think that is the massive difference in this game. So I will lay the points and take the Niners. I think this is an ugly game. I think it gets away real fast, and I think the Rams are going to have some real problems without both those big offensive playmakers, because it allows you to stack the box against the best piece in Kyren Williams to still have a bunch of attempts, but he might do the, 26 attempts and have 80 yards. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be tough to move the ball, I feel like, for the Rams. So give me the Niners, and that I will lay the points. I'll also lay the points for the Buffalo Bills on Monday. -5.5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars just look pathetic. I don't know what the issue is. They just look pathetic, specifically on defense. I can't believe, offense. I really can't believe how, they should have won that game against Cleveland last week, and they let Cleveland come back and win. They had opportunities late, and they've blown them. I just don't think the momentum for the Jaguars right now is in the right direction. The Bills have extra rest coming off the Monday night game. That offense is all juiced up because they never held the ball. Defense is a little banged up, so maybe trend towards the over in this game, but we'll get to it. I've been so bad on spreads, I just don't trust myself right now. So give me the Bills, lay the points. And my last one, I'll take points, and I'm going to take the points for the Chicago Bears +1.5 at Indy. I already talked about it with this DeAndre Swift bet. The Colts do not look right now. And I think, for as bad as the Bears looked offensively, and that offensive line has been rough for them. Well, that's the weakness of the Colts. So, that should be fairly even between the defensive line of the Colts and the Bears offensive line. And if you give Caleb time to throw, I think he's going to make some throws. The defense for the Bears also looks strong against the Texans. You called that out week one, Welsh, and you've been right on the Bears the entire season. That defense looks much improved. If you can get that big man in the middle, Gervon Dexter, playing with passion, because he's kind of, a guy at Florida that would take plays off and all that stuff, he is a monster. So it's been nice to see him playing with a lot of motor this season, and he has completely changed the look of that defensive line. They are strong at that point, and that matches up with the strength of the Colts' offense, right, is the run game. So I think strength on strength works both sides in favor of the Bears in this game. I know they're on the road, but too many banged up pieces for the Colts. Give me the Bears plus the money. I think they money line it.
Yeah, I know that might be. Let's see what the odds are on that real quick. Let's see. Bears. Hell, it's still minus money. That's a crazy thing. But what does it matter? It's actually moved to +1, by the way. And it's -108 money line or -115 to get a point. So I'm not
sure if you would care about either way
at that point. Yeah. What's funny, and this is going to sound so stupid, but it's just like watching Hard Knocks and watching that Bears defense, just you got to see the inside of it. The same thing kind of happened with me. I remember when the Chargers were there and you got to see Justin Herbert behind the scenes. I was like, this dude looks great. Like he is slaying, just getting a little bit of that extra under. I just has helped some of the analysis, and that's just how I felt about the Bears. And I know you've been like hardcore on the Bears. Frankly, you're not a tease guy, but I think Bears might be a fantastic tease piece for you because you could get them at a touchdown. Since they're one right now, +1, you would get them at +7 if you wanted to take Bears and then something else that you feel really confident about. Maybe even your Steelers, by the way. You could get the Steelers at +3 at home.
If I bet them, they lose, but somebody else can bet them.
Yeah, someone else can bet them. But Bears might be a really good tease piece. So For me this week, I'm also tailing you with the 49ers. Probably a bad idea. I keep doing it and, you know, failed me last week. But I agree with everything that you said. Like, everyone here is like, oh, Debo's out and Kittle could be out. But it's like, you still got Brandon Ayuk and Jordan Mason. And they're like elite at this point. And it's an elite offensive line. Brock Purdy needs to, they need to do a better job as far as their scheming goes. And I'm hoping that's going to come apart this week or come to fruition this week. And against the Rams, it makes sense. So I'm going to tail you on the Niners by a touchdown. I also really like Kansas City. I know they're going to Atlanta, and it's actually kind of a weird line just because, like, it's only 3 points and they're facing the Falcons. And I don't know. I don't think the, I know the Falcons, you know, pulled that off against the Eagles. I still don't think they look fantastic. I think the Chiefs are a much better team. I also think they're not going to be heavily reliant on running the ball a lot. And if you get the ball in the air, it's going to be a disaster for the Falcons. Kelsey, I like. I like Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice always. I just think we're going to get just like classic Chiefs. So I'm getting a field goal to push. And I, and if they win by a touchdown, I win. That's the name of this game. Yeah, I win. And then my tease piece for the week. We are teasing two totals. I am taking the Houston, Minnesota over, which takes it to 40 because it's 46. And then I am taking the Giants, Cleveland under, which takes that up to 44. So under 44 points for Houston and the Giants, or I'm sorry, Giants and Cleveland, and over 40 points for Houston and Minnesota. That is minus money because I'm doing only a two-piece teaser because that's what I like to do a little bit better. Those are my plays, Boggs. What do you think about that teaser, that over-under teaser?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not messing with totals, but I like it. If you are messing with totals, it's because they've been so bad this year, tease them. So I like what you've done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
It has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
We're going to take the under because I think the 49ers defense is going to step back up after an embarrassing showing. But to be honest with you, embarrassing first half in week one, an embarrassing game in general in week two. You got Hufanga that's going to be back. They got schemed up last week. But you have a real wide receiver issue and situation with the Rams. And if they can continue to stop the run as they do, I think they can control this game. And, you know, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I think this could be like 23-7, 23-10. So I think the Niners can cover by double digits, but I don't think the Niners are going to lay it on. I do think when the Niners get a lead, they are going to run Jordan Mason and they're going to run him a decent amount. And they're going to set up play action. But that's why, like, Juwan Jennings is going to be efficient. And, you know, Brock Purdy might not throw for 300 yards, but that's why I like the 2 touchdowns. So give me Niners in the under.
I'll take the Niners. Obviously, it's one of my favorite bets of the week. I'll take the over just because I don't think you're keeping Sean McVay with Matt Stafford back there down for too many points. I see this game as like a 35-10 or a 35-17, like the maybe the Rams score late to push this even further over. But I don't think you're scheming all the way against, you know, like when they got real bad and Baker Mayfield was starting there in 3 days rest and they had no offensive lineman and every weapon was hurt. Sure. But it's not that bad yet for the Rams. So give me the over. San Francisco in the over.
Kansas City -3 at Atlanta. 46.5 is the line. I already said I like Kansas City and I'm going to go with the under. So give me the under, Kansas City on the spread.
Same. Kansas City in the under. And this is really, I mean, Matt Ryan looks so much better against Philly, but the Chiefs will move him off the spot. And I think he'll have some wild throws. I think this one is a Chiefs roll.
Agreed. Jacksonville at Buffalo. Buffalo 5.5 point spread, 45.5 is the line. I believe Buffalo is one of your best bets too.
Yeah, I like Buffalo, and I like the over because I do think the Jaguars will be able to move the ball, but it's about punching it in for them. They got to convert, and they've got to get points. So I'll take the over in this game because I just think the Jags defense have been playing terrible, and Buffalo's offense looked awesome against Miami, who has graded decently. So give me Buffalo. Give me the over.
All right. We are at the final game. Washington.
Who are you taking?
Oh, did I not say it? I'm sorry. Buffalo in the over as well. I'm okay. Same side of it. Jacksonville, it's kind of embarrassing, but Brian Thomas is such a big play. I think Buffalo is going to stack up some points on this one, but Jacksonville, it feels like a second half of this game scoring team. So I'll take the over, and I will take Buffalo covering the Washington at Cincinnati final up. Cincinnati -7.5. Line is 47.
Don't like this game at all. Feels like a trap. This should be a Cincinnati ass kicking. Cincinnati has not shown us that they're on the level of ass kicking right now. Washington is not good, but I think maybe they hang around. I really don't like that hook at 7.5. So give me Washington. I still think their defense is super bad, though. Maybe since he gets on a roll here on offense, I'll hedge and take the over, but I really don't like this game.
Oh, man, if I were betting this, I would buy the point because that's just, I've mentioned that's who I am. I wouldn't play that. I think Cincinnati, I think they're going to take control of this. I don't feel great about the line. I'm going to take the under. Cincinnati hasn't played at a level that I think they're going to put up 40 points. Washington, as bad as their defense is from an offensive standpoint, like we do need to see Jaden Daniels step it back up. This could play to the over. I actually probably have the worst feel of the over under the total in this game, but I like Cincinnati and just don't hook me. So I would take off the hook, but I will take the 7.5 Cincinnati in the under. And those are us picking the entire slate, my friends. That is it. We gave you our best bets. We gave you our props. That's everything that's on the card. If you guys want, I will tell you, you can follow us at bettingpros.com/Bogman or bettingpros.com/Welsh. If you want to see the kind of things that could materialize as we go. We sync our bets. They kind of show up there. If you want to, you can follow us on the app. I think you can even get notified when we do that if you care, but you can see anything else. I got some other bets that are floating out there. Bogman me as well. So if you guys want to check them out, go and check it out at bettingpros.com. Find us at inthisleague.com on the Patreon. Sign up, have so much fun, hang out, betting. We have a betting group. We have a football group, start and sit, all that fun stuff. We'd love to have you on the Patreon and we appreciate your support. Bogman Sports. Is it the Welsh on Twitter? That is it. Good luck, my friends. You can catch Bogman and I on Sunday night on Fantasy Pros, breaking down before the Sunday night game, all the action. And I will be on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern on Fantasy Pros for a full hour answering questions if you want to check that out. So there you go. That's it. Bogman and Welsh, we're out of here. Peace. Bye-bye.
See you.